I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hope you like food and leftovers and more food, more leftovers. Yeah, eat that pie. I know what you're doing while you're listening to this. Have another slice. What's it going to hurt?
Yay, let's celebrate the entire destruction of a Native American society.
For the second time.
Got him.
Columbus Day wasn't enough.
Did you know?
Then when Christmas comes around.
That in Abraham Lincoln's speech, when he signed into law that Thanksgiving was a national holiday, not once did he mention Indians or Native Americans, pilgrims, or whatever else you want to reference as far as Thanksgiving.
What did he bring up?
I have no idea.
I got a lot of questions.
I didn't look that far.
Like I said, I got more questions now of what did he bring up? Because we could just switch the entire narrative immediately and remove everything we've been taught about Thanksgiving if we just look at only the law. If it's just about, hey, take a day off and hang out. That's a pretty baller holiday.
I mean...
But if we go any further back and they go, well, there's some stuff.
There's some stuff. We feel real guilty about it. We just gotta, you know...
But for the second time in 2 months, why not? Want a beer?
We just got to atone.
I atone for my sins with all this pumpkin pie in my stomach.
That's what we do here at the Gamers 2 Podcast.
Oh, Jesus. You just say America and not single us out.
Your weekly roundup of news and commentary related to the video game industry and anything else that might pique our interests.
Which this week is blood money and food. Because everybody knows Black Friday and capitalism is fueled by blood.
You must feed the machine. Did you see any good deals?
No.
Same.
I kind of been like, it's on sale, but I don't give a shit. The one sale, which is the one that I've talked about already that I took advantage of, was I bought a second DualShock controller. Mm-hmm. Because it was the cheapest they've ever been.
Yep.
But that was happening 2 weeks before Black Friday, so does it even count? There's only one other thing I'm going to buy in the next 24 hours, and that is the Mario Kart DLC. I don't think it's even on sale, but I'm just buying it because it's finally out, and that adds like 80 something or whatever. I can't remember what the number, 48 tracks or something to the game. And I think it's like $20. So
yeah, I bought speaker stands, I think a couple days, like a week ago.
I might spend a gift card I have sitting over here for Lowe's just to order things that I need to have ordered anyway. So, and it saves me from driving down there. That's really it. I every time I think about it, I go, yeah, I should do that. And then I sit down on my computer and I go, I gotta play Alan Wake though.
Yeah.
In my own internal priority system, terrible.
That's why we, haven't gotten so far in life.
Christmas lights?
I saw those.
Did the back door.
I saw the
trees in, stockings up. Two birds on top of the entertainment center, courtesy of Evil.
Mm, the old two birds. She got one stone.
She got really into the, I guess like Target. I don't know if it's Target specific or if it's a brand they carry. They do these like little stuffed, knitted, whatever you want to call them, like yeah. Birds that would have been at like either the dollar spot or one of like the seasonal ones.
Yeah.
But they do them in all these different outfits and colors and whatever. And so it became a collect them all at one point.
Of course. Yeah, I believe, sink their hooks in you.
Right. And I believe that if two were ordered or if she got the wrong one, I got sent them. So I have two. I have I've got the one that is clearly me, which is an all gray hat, scarf, all gray. Just minding his own fucking business.
Gray man bird.
And clearly the one next to it that is not me and represents no one in this house is all pink and red and way too happy.
Well, that one's gonna, you're gonna wake up and the gray man's gonna hung that thing.
or I'm gonna wake up and neither of them are there anymore. They've just gone somewhere and I will have to deal with that reality when it happens. Oh, I bought a new power supply.
Yeah, like needed that.
Yeah, just a small, cheap one. But I mean, it was, I think the Black Friday sale was 3% or something. It's like, I don't, who gives a shit? I needed to do this anyway because I want to mess with this computer again for IT stuff.
Funsies.
And then, yeah, that was really it. There's been no deals where I'm like, ooh, I can't stop myself.
Yeah.
But I've always been that way as well, though.
Nothing like really jumped out, though. Like there wasn't, I don't know.
I saw my Pyrex deal.
Did you?
I fucking knew. I saw it and went, man, I don't have that much food I have to store. I don't need that.
There were some monitors. That was about it. I saw about lots of monitors on sale, it seems like.
There were quite a few of that. A lot of TVs, too, obviously. Yeah. But there's definitely that level of control. I don't know if it's the right word I want. But like you see something, right? And you go, man, sale. That's a pretty good price. I might need that at some point. And then it's like, think about it.
Do you? No. No.
You know, see a good price on a camera lens. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Fuck, I don't take pictures. Why do I need that? See a good price on a new monitor. I'm like, mine's perfectly fine. I don't need a new one. Oh, a new price on a TV. It's like, well, if I'm going to get one, I'm going to go to this, and it's not worth it at that point. Am I just buying things because the price is good? Capitalism would tell you, yes, that's what you should do. Common sense says, no, why?
That's what they're trying to get you to do.
I'm like, I still need to go through and... Back to the light thing. Completely just want to talk about priorities in my brain here. Did the back door.
Yeah.
Trees up, stockings, even though I don't fill them. Decorative. Birds are there. And then I did the lights out back at the same time, took the table down, took the umbrellas, chairs, whatever, you know, all the patio stuff off. And I was just like, it's fucking cold out. I don't really want to do the front porch right now. So I did 95% of everything I normally do. And then just went, I'll deal with that another time.
Well, fuck this. Odds of it being finished? 50-50.
Depends on the weather.
Yep.
If the weather's decent enough, I know it'll only take me like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But if it's... this mic stand is going to get one. You want to talk about something I might buy in the next 24 hours. A new mic stand for when I beat this one into a pulp.
Mic stands garbage.
The funny thing is I actually might be able to fix it because I think it's just the thread for this. So I might be able to just buy this part and then the rest of it, I don't really... The rest of it's fine.
This one does the same thing, though.
It's just this. Yeah, but I think if I just somehow fixed this part, like... Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Anyway, you want to talk about...
New releases?
New releases that there aren't many of. And spoiler alert, this is not going to be a long podcast unless I derail it into oblivion.
Yeah, nothing exciting.
Nothing's really happened. It's a holiday week. There's more news about football than there is video games. Exactly. That's Matt's view. My view is, damn my fantasy teams.
Got wrecked?
No, I still got Sunday and Monday to still make up for it. So two of them I'll probably be fine in, and the other one, probably not.
He's saying there's a chance.
Always a chance. New releases. Number one, Instars and Time for the PC. Number two, Construction Simulator Spaceport Expansion DLC. Worldless for PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Number four, Jurassic Park Classic Games Collection for the PC, PlayStation, and Switch. And Xbox. And number five, Evil Diary for the PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch.
Five. Short list this week.
Short list indeed. Which means I get to go right into the headlines.
Oh my god, this is weird.
So I'm going to go right to number one.
All right.
Players of Assassin's Creed Origins and Odyssey have complained via social this week that bringing up the map triggered a screen-filling Black Friday promotion for the recently released Assassin's Creed Mirage. Ubisoft issued a statement to Eurogamer saying that the ads have now been disabled. Quote, "We have been made aware that some players encountered pop-up ads while playing certain Assassin's Creed titles yesterday. This was the result of a technical error that we addressed as soon as we learned of the issue." End quote. Ubisoft has been promoting other Assassin's Creed games via each title's main menu for a few years now, but this was the first time such ads had appeared within the games themselves. That's pretty funny. I'd be pissed, but like... I also played Origins and Odyssey enough to know that I don't want to play Odyssey.
Yeah. Yep. And that's usually like one of the things... I remember it was a specific issue on one of the Far Cries where like the splash screens were out of control. And you could actually go in and edit some of the files to disable the splash screens.
Yeah. But I'm used to it from seeing it. Yeah, so the loading menu where you hit continue and there would just be like a thing rolling in the corner, which like that should be its own program that shouldn't ever be modified. You should just be able to insert new things into it. It should be the same, almost the same class across all games where that's just calling back to whatever and being like, yeah, promote the new thing. And it's just a new slideshow of whatever. Yep.
Show this week's.
But why that's in the map at all is hysterical. But again, spaghetti code probably.
Or things to come.
I was talking to my cousin at Thanksgiving and he's like, "Oh, you playing anything or whatever?" And we started talking about Assassin's Creed a little bit. He's like, "I love the Odyssey." I was like, "And I fucking hated it." He's like, "I love Black Flag." I was like, "Yeah. That explains everything."
Odyssey would have been a lot better if it was short, if there was less of it.
Well, so yes, there's multiple problems with Odyssey. One, it wasn't 2 years away from Origins like it should have been to actually get time to have a breather and edit it and everything. Followed by, it was too big. Followed by boats.
It really shouldn't have been an Assassin's Creed game either.
Well.
That's a whole other topic.
A whole other philosophical topic. We can go back to the fact that Assassin's Creed should have stopped a while ago. And they should have just gone into these era-based games.
Yeah, alternate history.
As you just being a person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, number two. Valve CEO Gabe Newell has been ordered to attend an in-person deposition regarding an antitrust lawsuit filed by Wolfire Games. Newell had asked for a remote deposition due to concerns regarding COVID. However, the court said Newell has presented, quote, insubstantial evidence to suggest that he is a particularized risk of serious illness, end quote. Wolfire Games filed an antitrust lawsuit against Valve in April 2021 for anti-competitive practices on Steam. The filing centered around a 30% cut that the platform holder takes, with the developer arguing that Valve used, quote, dominance to take an extraordinarily high cut from nearly every sale that passes through its store, end quote, and that it had used its position to, quote, exploit publishers and consumers, end quote. The claim was initially dismissed in November 2021 with a U.S. district judge arguing that the complaint did, quote, not articulate sufficient facts to plausibly allege an antitrust injury based on that market, end quote.
Wow. Yeah, there's a lot of legal mumbo jumbo.
Yeah.
I also don't think they're going to win.
No, absolutely not.
You're going to have a mat. You have to. The problem that I have with antitrust. I don't really have a problem with antitrust specifically, but the
how it's enforced.
No, like the concept of antitrust, like it barn door and horses.
Yeah.
You can't claim antitrust now.
Yeah.
Because now there are live competitors.
Mm-hmm.
You had to claim that in the beginning. Like, I just think you'd have a very hard time proving it now unless they bought Epic. or they bought, you know, all these other launchers and storefronts, and they were, again, the only one. But they're just not.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can go to many other sites and buy keys and then put them in Steam. Or even just download the game, find game on Steam, and then just use it as a launcher. Like, they're just, it'll be more interesting from a studio perspective, but from like a user perspective, there's no...
Yeah.
Is Steam still 70%+ of market share? Yes. Did you let it get there? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be curious to see if this, I guess, fades away and we never hear about it again, or if it, you know, some bullshit interesting things come out of it, or what the direction in general will be.
My guess is it fades away and you don't get to have any fun stuff out of it. Because there's no, you're not going to pull records from Valve, or, you know, there's not going to be like this hidden court document about Half-Life 3. Like, none of that fun stuff's going to come out of this.
No, because it doesn't warrant that level of,
and it's some minor
investigation.
And it's some minor whatever suing them. It's not Google suing them or Epic suing them because they're taking 30% cuts of whatever. And, you know, if there was the whole argument of going on, if Epic versus Steam happened the way that Epic versus Valve did about like V-Bucks,
mm-hmm.
sure, there you might get to have a fun argument again, because we're going to reiterate everything that just happened with that Epic and Apple just with Steam. But it's two big guys throwing punches at that point.
Yeah.
Number three, a London tribunal has ruled that a lawsuit filed last year, according to Sony, of breaching competition law over store prices will continue. The lawsuit, which concerns the 30% commission, hey, spoiler alert, you guys see what's going on here? Concerns the 30% commission Sony receives on all purchases could cost the platform holder up to $6.3 million in damages. Consumer rights expert Alex Neal said, quote, "This is the first step in ensuring customers get back what they're owed as a result of Sony breaking the law. PlayStation gamers' loyalty has been taken advantage of by Sony, who has been charging them excessive prices for years," end quote. The case was submitted by Neal in August 2022 on behalf of nearly 9 million UK customers, accusing Sony of ripping people off by charging a commission on digital games and in-game items sold on the PlayStation Store.
This one might get a little spicier just because it's the UK.
Yes, because it's the UK, and yes, because there was always, for the longest time, there was always the theory in people's heads that digital would be cheaper, and for a while it was,
mm-hmm.
cheaper than physical.
Yeah.
Because you're not having store cuts, you're just whatever, blah, blah, blah. And that is no longer the case, because people will still just buy it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess this argument is a little bit more straightforward, because you don't really have, your options for alternatives is far less.
Right, and depending on how they want to sell it, they could be arguing, seeing how they say all purchases. If you were to buy Battle Pass time, because it's the easiest thing I can think of. If you were to buy a Battle Pass for $10, $9.99, we're going to use 10 because percentages are easier. 10, and Sony takes 30%, so $3 has gone to Sony. Well, in order to still make $10 a Battle Pass, that company is now going to jack the price to 15.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can still do $10 or, you know, 11 and change and off the rest of it to Sony. But it's like, hey, if you just, this is irrelevant for you. This is all us. This is not,
mm-hmm.
there's no server costing. There's no whatever. It's just, we're doing a battle pass that you do not need a cut of this. I don't know if that's as far as they're going to get into the alleging, but they could, I guess.
If I wasn't rushing while doing this, number five would have been a nicer one to follow that one, but you know, we're just going to roll with it.
I mean, you can number do it four. Now if you want.
Nope.
Okay.
Going out of order. Number four.
No, we're going in order.
Well, that's what I meant to say. We're going in order. I don't know what's going on anymore. Okay. I don't know who I am.
Who am I?
Who am I? Number four, Bonnie Jean Ma has joined Sony's Santa Monica studio as narrative director. Ma joined the game industry in 2008. As a writer and narrative designer on the Warhammer 40,000 franchise. 40K.
Still waiting to see.
Good old Warhammer 40K.
Still waiting to see what Harry's doing with that.
Yeah. Probably going to be a couple years.
I know, but he's got me on. He's the edge in me, man.
Oh, yeah. That's what he does. Henry Cavill. He fucking gets you. He doesn't get you. He makes you want to get him. Anyways, she previously worked in film and television. She moved to the Coalition in 2014, becoming franchise narrative manager for Gears of War. She was a narrative producer on Gears of War 4 and narrative designer on Gears of War 5. Ma left the Coalition to join Relic Entertainment in 2017 as narrative lead and lead writer on Age of Empires 4, before returning to become the franchise narrative director for the Gears of War IP. In 2022, she joined Timmy Montreal as narrative director on an unannounced open world RPG, and now, obviously, she's at... yeah, there is a lot of bouncing going on there.
We're starting to reach the... This is going to sound bad. I don't mean it in a bad way. There's a little bit of Amy going on.
Yeah. Where am I?
Yeah, no, I'm in this studio. Oh, no, I moved to this studio. Yeah. Oh, nope, this studio. Between Amy and, like, Jade Raymond, not to the same extent, but of just... Nope, yep.
Who else does it? There's another person, too.
Dude from BioWare.
Oh, yeah, he does. He just moves around a lot.
Where they're just, I'm over here. Nope, oh, nope, directing this game. Nope, doing this. And you're like, do you ever see a project through anymore? Nope. Doing this one now. What the fuck, man? Just finish something.
Especially when you're going from like narrative director positions and you're like a narrative director of a franchise. You think that would be like a longer term role?
Well, especially when, yeah, you're going, you did narrative producer and narrative designer on two of them.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't made anything since 5.
Yep.
Then so you went, okay, fine, I'm going to go to Relic and do AOE4. All right, cool. And then I'm going to go back to do the narrative direction. And then before I show you anything from that narrative direction, I'm going to leave.
Maybe she's like, maybe her speciality is like she's a closer. Like she closes projects and it's just like that's closer what she
or
does.
Like kickoffer.
I don't know. I guess you could go either way with the way that she's bumped around.
All right, here's your entire path. I'm done.
Yep.
Almost reverse Captain Hindsight.
Mm-hmm.
I've done my job. I'm out. You didn't do anything. Exactly. Thanks for the money. Number 5, Steam's new USD regional pricing for Argentina and Turkey has yielded considerable price hikes. For example, Stardew Valley has jumped in cost by 2,900%. Due to the new currency system. However, PC Gamer noted that the price changes have not been as drastic across the board. Baldur's Gate 3 has gone up from a converted peso price of... This. Bro, hold on. Who's using pesos? Argentina?
I guess, yeah.
Because first we started talking about the US dollar.
Yes.
Then we said Argentina and Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And then the peso came out.
Yep.
And I've always associated peso with Mexico. And I'm doubting it's in Turkey.
You never know.
All right.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, the official currency of Argentina, please. Baldur's Gate 3 has gone up from a converted peso price of $28.25 to $35, an increase of 24%. Starfield has gone up by the same amount, from $33.91 to $42. And Call of Duty has increased with the jump from $56.52 to $70. The publication added that Argentinian Steam users also have to pay high taxes in addition to listed Steam game prices. In October, Valve announced that it would change the currency used for sales in Turkey and Argentina, saying, quote, exchange rate volatility in Argentina and Turkey in recent years has made it hard for game developers to choose appropriate prices for their games and keep them current, end quote.
Argentina is the peso.
Okay.
Turkey is the lira.
That makes sense. That sounds right.
There's been a lot of like currency talk recently. Don't know if you're aware of this.
Like in video gaming or just like in general, we're talking about money.
Both.
Okay, great.
So a lot of like,
I know Brazil's hiked out the fucking roof in video games.
Yeah. So like Steam and I think some other retailers have some of the more volatile currencies. They've switched to USD. Like these two places are perfect, are the example, obviously, is Argentina and Turkey. They said, you know what? Your currency is too volatile. Everything's just going to be in the U.S. dollar. And you got to deal with it. That's basically what they're saying.
It's just such a funny concept. I don't know why. Hey, listen.
And then there's one.
We're just not talking to you anymore.
There's one president of a country. I can't remember what country it is. I think it's a South American country.
Tell me it's not the new guy that I just saw the video getting elected of and him walking down the board of sticky notes saying, don't need that, don't need that, don't need that.
All right, so he was just newly elected.
Yeah.
And
Chile, I think?
It might be. one of his campaign promises was he was going to transition the country to being based on the U.S. dollar.
Ooh, I don't know about that. I don't know if that was one of them. If it's the same guy I'm thinking it is. I think it was a video from Chile, I think. And he's basically walking down a whiteboard with post-it notes on it that have all like these ministries and whatever. And he's talking about how he's just going to cut all the money out of the government and put it back in the people's hands. And so it's like, you know, ministry of whatever, ministry of education, don't need that. Mm-hmm. That's what's the buzzword that people use for education now? Not conformism. Indoctrination?
Maybe.
I think. And so they... He says that. It's all looking, you know, Chilean Spanish or whatever, so... It's all subtitled, but it's just him. He's like laughing. He's like, nope, gone. And he's just pulling them off and throwing them over his shoulder.
Oh,
like,
you know what? I think I heard about that. It's his like campaign commercial.
Yeah, but it started showing up after he won.
Mm.
And the dude has got some mutton chops. Like, he's one of those where you just kind of look at him and you go, how did that work? And then you kind of go, was it rigged? Or are we just really sending it and we run it back? Do weird things, man.
The world is an interesting place.
I was about to sing the world is a vampire. And I was, world is a vampire.
Where they been?
That band?
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't even know who that is.
Is it Smashing Pumpkins?
Is it? It might be. I know the song. And I know a couple of their songs, but I wouldn't have been able to tell you. If that's that,
I'll look it up. Go look it up. Nationalism, real hot in the streets right now. Don't know what's up with that.
just the phrase nationalism is hot in the streets. It's like, well, yeah, I guess kind of that's where it normally takes place.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. It's like, it's just everyone's all up about it. Like, oh, I gotta elect our fucking populist leaders and burn the government to the ground, and
it is Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh my god, nailed it! I rarely get those right. Anyways,
you ever think about
hit me with it?
I'm just gonna go into like a fully fucking fully derail this podcast, talking about like what have they been up to?
Yeah,
and you just kind of like you know enough bands disappear or whatever, yeah. And you're like whatever. And then all of a sudden you see that like lead singer Smash Mouth dead, or like you're like what the fuck is what's going on? And then you kind of start reading specifically. That's weird.
Yeah.
Where did all these people go? All these bands just like.
Like, what do they do?
What do they do? They're not like, I mean, they make music and they tour and they do whatever. But like every now and then it's just like. I haven't heard any music from blah, blah, blah in a while.
Yeah.
And then you like tune in and all of a sudden it's. And they're like, well, you missed three albums. And you're like.
Yeah.
You released three new albums?
Yeah. What was it? What band was it recently that like they came up in conversation and they? Oh, I gotta sneeze. Hold on. Oh, am I gonna make it?
Gesundheit.
I think I beat it back. We were looking.
Just beat the shit
out. We looked up the Spice Girls.
Okay. Yeah.
And Samantha was like, "I'm not familiar with the Spice Girls. Never listened to their music. I don't know who they are. How many there are." Don't they have nicknames? And I was like, they do have nicknames. And I listed them all off.
Yeah. I mean, there's only five, so it's not like it's.
And then it's like, you know, we had to look them up. And I was like, yeah, I mean, the least successful one's got to be like Sporty Spice.
That would have said scary, but yeah.
So I looked up Sporty Spice and like a huge career. Like huge.
Oh, yeah. I believe it.
And I'm like, what the fuck? She's the one that has like 43 albums or something like that. Oh, and like all these awards. And like, I'm just like. Wouldn't have known. But yeah, I mean, then again, obviously they're Europe based, but still.
Yeah, well, there's definitely also the part of that. A Tomb, a Rock Opera in Three Acts, 2022, 2023 releases from Smashing Pumpkins.
I can only imagine. That's something to look up later, I guess, because I'm wondering Seer, what it sounds like.
CYR, Seer, 2020.
Okay.
And Shiny and Oh So Bright, Volume 1 from 2018.
All right, so they just...
They're still going.
They're still pumping stuff out.
Yep.
I wonder what if it just sounds exactly the same.
That would be fucking funny. It's the same thing with, like, you know, Tool.
Yeah.
Last time I heard a Tool song.
I don't know. I don't think they exist anymore. I think they broke up or someone died or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're talking about musicians and dying. There's going to be a lot of that. But the...
Cocaine.
There's enough, too, where you, like, just watch... or listen, if you're listening to the radio. I don't listen to the radio that much anymore. But if you're listening to the radio, it's the same, like, it's K-Rock out here.
Yeah.
You're listening to the same modern rock, and it's like, I don't know how many times I can say that I've heard, like, a new song.
Or yeah, like,
something that I don't know the words to.
Like, modern rock was only modern in, like, I don't know, the 2000s?
Yeah, it's like we weirdly play Metallica way too much.
Yeah.
And then we err on the weird crossover between, like... The Venn diagram between the classic rock stations of 96.9 and then K-Rock, that Venn diagram is bigger than it should be.
Yeah.
And at about 2011, we stop. And I'm like, did I miss like 12 years of rock music that we just don't talk about?
It just kind of stalled out, I think. I don't know.
I don't think it did, because then I flip on Spotify,
mm-hmm.
and I'll put on like Discover. And or I'll like go into one of my rock like radio things of like bands like blah blah blah, and then I'm scrolling through that like don't know any of it. Literally, I've never heard of these bands, and I just hit play and I'll just start kind of like listening to it. And I'm like,
I mean, I guess
you know what?
I guess that probably is a good theory, is that everything's moved to Spotify, and like anything that's radio is probably stuck in that era, because like the only people listening to radio still are of that era. Yeah.
Or it's like every now and then they're like, oh, yeah, we got the new song from blah, blah, blah coming out. And I'm like, yeah, I already listened to it like 10 times. I'm on Spotify, man. What are you doing?
There's Give no, the times.
You know, there's no, it's MTV problem. Of,
yeah.
Well, yeah, but you can say, like, MTV can't say for the most part anymore, like, we got the new music video for whatever, unless somebody has made the deal to put it on TV first and not put it on YouTube at the exact moment that it starts.
Yeah.
But then for, yeah, music, it's like, oh, we got the new single from blah, blah, blah. No record label has bothered to put it on Spotify yet as an EP. And you're like, there's no fucking way. There's no way. You're telling me it's also not on the band's YouTube channel? Like, come on. That you, local radio station, are the first ones to play this? Not happening.
Hot. Hot place to be is the radio stations. Number six. Speaking of nostalgia, I almost bought a paintball gun randomly. This is speaking of capitalism and like getting sucked into like things you shouldn't buy.
Where are you going to go speedballing?
Nowhere. See, that's the problem.
Where are you going to go woodballing?
I had this exact conversation with Samantha. I was like, I've had the overwhelming desire to buy these paintball guns that I drooled over when I was playing paintball but couldn't afford.
Right.
And I'm like, now I just want them because I can get them.
Yeah.
And I was like, but I can't rationalize it. There's no way I can rationalize it.
Yeah.
So,
there's. I'm dying. There's that same thought of, I would love a Steam Deck.
Yeah.
From like a technical standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
In no way on any of the prime deities would I use it.
Yeah.
Same thing. I just know I wouldn't. There's no.
I've
debated buying a new laptop so many times because they've been on sale.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, but why? I have my computer. I don't need a laptop.
Yeah.
I just don't need one.
100%. I'm 100% in agreement and feel that with the Steam Deck and with the laptop as well.
But I've come closer to hiring somebody to come take care of these leaves than I have buying any of this stuff. Because that's where I'm at in my life, where I just don't want to deal with the shit.
Yeah. All the time. Agreed. All right, number six.
I'm going to pay people to live my life for me so I can do the other parts of it that I enjoy.
Housemarque has announced that game director Harry Kruger has exited the game studio. Kruger originally joined the Returnal maker back in 2009 as a gameplay programmer. His game credits include Resogun and Matterfall. He also served as game director for 2017's Next Machina and 2021's Returnal. In the announcement of his departure, Kruger said, quote, "Departing from Housemarque was a very difficult decision for me, but I'm leaving the company with nothing but deep gratitude for the past and a glowing optimism for the future with an exciting new project in the works, a fantastic team that's stronger than ever, and the continuous support of Sony and PlayStation Studios. I know that Housemarque's brightest chapter is yet to be written," end quote. Housemarque's general manager, Ilari Kutinen. Ilari Kutinen also added that the studio is gearing up for its next title. There you go.
The hell of a name.
It's a good one. It's a goodie. Tis a goodie.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I need to not scroll my phone while we do this because I just see shit on Twitter and it makes me laugh.
Get distracted. It's cool.
This tweet was, one of my guy friends has been trying to end things with this girl for months, but every time he does, she magically has 2 tickets for something.
Oh, that's great.
But yeah.
That's a tactic right there.
Housemarque losing somebody.
Yeah.
What's Housemarque been up to?
That's a good question. Apparently something. A new project that everyone's hyped about.
Returnal 2, maybe?
Return I would harder. Hope not.
It was too easy.
I had my speaking of games that, you know, don't go away, Naughty Dog. One of my nephews hit me with that. Have you played the Uncharted games?
And I was did you whiplash him?
I did whiplash him, and my brother whiplashed him and goes, "You're playing his fucking games." Like,
no, I mean whiplashing where you do the J.K. Simmons, "Get the fuck out of my face before I demolish you."
That would be a better whiplash.
Yeah, oh yeah, because I can hear the neck snapping in like, the room of just
I literally just dumb stared at him. I like looked at him and I was just like
the fuck are you talking about?
Fuck you said to me. Because there might be the moment where if somebody brought up something that simple to me, like knowing if it was for me, it'd be like, you know, World of Warcraft, right?
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, you can look up my characters and find them and see how long they've been alive and whatever. But it's like, oh, yeah, did you play Legion? That was really... Do I look like a joke to you?
I've been here from the beginning times. No, you know what it was, though?
You
like,
are nothing.
I was like, shocked because that... And then I realized, and then it made me feel old.
Yeah, there's definitely a moment where it can make you feel old. But there's also the moment where you can be Aslan and do not cite the text to me, which I was there when they were written.
Like, yeah.
Okay, no, go ahead. Tell me all about Nathan Drake. You're not going to fucking believe what happens in 3 when he falls out of a plane. He falls out of a plane? Oh, my God. Like, did you not look at the cover of the game?
Oh, kids. Wild.
Speaking of kids, while we're into this,
yeah,
this moment, talking to my I want to say my nephew. The old cousin's kid problem.
Yeah, yeah.
What
it's
are
it,
they?
Is it, it's
first removed?
I don't know. I don't understand how this shit works.
I don't know either. So nephew. As far as I'm concerned, I'm his uncle. I don't know if that's how I get referenced. Fuck it.
An uncle figure.
Sure, why not? Not around enough to be an uncle, but different boy. He's telling me, he's like, anyway, who's your football team? Who's your hockey? Who's your baseball team? Who's your whatever? Going through sports. And the kid's a talker.
Yeah.
But like, in a good way.
Okay.
Used to be, I mean, when he was younger and couldn't words. Mm-hmm. Couldn't words? And he couldn't words. There was definitely a lot of that, I'm just going to make noise.
Yeah.
And it's going to be loud. And that's always the point where I'm like, I'm going to blow my brains out.
Yeah.
Because that's where his sister is right now. She's just a screecher.
It's just rough, dude.
And my niece is a yeller, but also will just kind of like stop.
Mm-hmm.
But the other, my niece on that side, she just, we're at Thanksgiving, she's on the floor screeching. You're like, is she upset? No. She's just yelling. And you're like, shut the fuck up. None of us want to talk to you. We're busy. but I'm talking to him, and we're talking about sports or whatever, and he's like, mommy's team sucks. And I'm like, oh, yeah? I know his mother like roots for. He's like, yeah, they're terrible. They suck. They can't even win a game. I'm like, they've won a game. It's like every team in the league has won a game. I'm talking about football, and her team's the Panthers, who are like 1-8 or 1-9 mm-hmm. or something. And he's just like, oh. Like, well, daddy's team sucks too. Dad's team is the Giants. I'm like, yeah, well, who's your team? And he's like, the Jets. And I was like, so your team also sucks. And he's like, but we're better than the other two. just like, oh, I'm so happy you all three of you can root for levels of mediocrity.
Well, at least he understands the concept of sports.
Him and I have the same baseball team, and we have the same soccer team because those I share with my cousin. So, but it was just entertaining when he brings it up, and he's just
better than the other two.
He's just full of fucking energy, and just who's your team? Oh, my team's the Jets. I'm like, oh, they're having a pretty bad season. Not as bad as mom's team. They suck. Just like, what the fuck?
Wild children.
Anyway, you know what that means? It's time for Rumor Roundup.
Rumor Roundup.
Death Stranding 2 may be releasing in 2025, according to new information that was discovered online.
Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait for the fucking lead up. The lead up to Death Stranding with fucking Kojima just, you know, like firing up his fan base and getting them all fapping in the corner.
It's gonna be really weird when Keeley's jerking him off on stage of the Game Awards.
Oh my god, fucking Keeley.
And just showers the front row.
He makes an appearance in this list.
According, oh, all right. According to a report from Windows Central's Jez Corden, they've confirmed with multiple sources that Call of Duty 2024 will be a Black Ops game set during the Gulf War, with the usual focus on what CIA operatives were up to during that time. What were they up to? You know what I mean?
What were they doing?
What was that CIA doing during the Gulf War? You want to really talk about it? Let's see what we can find out.
Planting those weapons of mass destruction. Is that that war? Yeah, that's that war, right? WMDs.
I mean, let's be fair. We did that a lot. Gulf. That wasn't like a one-time strategy.
I can't, you know, it's hard to keep them straight because there was like three wars, bang, 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 right after another.
All right. We already did the Gulf War, but this one's also in a Gulf War. What can we call it? Is there a desert nearby? Okay, we'll go with that. The project is apparently going by the code name Cerberus. Ooh. Why is that Cerberus and not Cerebus? No, oh, whatever. Because isn't Cerebus the dog, which with Cerberus. Another E, and then Cerberus might also be the dog, but spelled differently. And it is speculated it will likely be titled Call of Duty, Black Ops, Gulf War.
Maybe it's Cerberus after the dog, because it's a three-headed dog, and we just established that there's three wars in quick succession.
Right, but I thought that dog was pronounced Cerebus. I thought there was another E. I thought it was C-E-R-E-Burus.
I don't know.
Well, I'll look it up in a minute. I know this is supposed to be the quick things, but Call of Duty Black Ops Gulf War is a step away from Jedi Survivor Fallen Order, The Rise of Khan. Like, what?
Yeah.
We got to stop naming video games like the Planet of the Apes movies, because it's starting to piss me off. The Rise of, The Kingdom of, The Planet of the Apes. The Last of Us, Part 2's remastered new no-return roguelike survival mode will reportedly feature at least 12 different levels.
I was trying to figure out why they didn't just drop the Black Ops part of it, but it's almost like they need to, like, just drop the Call of Duty part of it. Well, I don't know,
it's another one of those ones where I would prefer the colon somewhere else.
Yeah.
If they did Call of Duty Black Ops, colon Gulf War...
Mm-hmm. I get what you're saying, yeah.
I think it would be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But because it says Call of Duty, colon, Black Ops, Gulf War,
mm-hmm.
there should be a comma or another colon or something, but colon, colon seems real bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't think Cod Blobs Gulf War is a great name, but I'm kind of there for it. remember that old joke?
Oh, love it.
Cod Blobs. According to Jason Schreier, the Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic remake is still being worked on. So Matt can have hope.
Back and forth. No, dude. I think we should just let it die.
You don't
want
hope? All right. No hope for you.
No.
According to Ubisoft, Prince of Persia Sands of Time remake has been passed an important milestone in its development, which is to say they started developing it. As reported in a new video by San In Play, an anonymous source that provided proof of having a relative working at Meta, revealed that a Facebook encrypted post is scheduled to go live on December 3rd. Mark Adamson, Rockstar Games Executive Vice President of Marketing, and Jeff Keighley, the man behind the Game Awards, are supposed to be the post's administrators.
I wonder what it is.
Tune into the Game Awards to watch the trailer for GTA. That's 100% what it's going to be. A thing that you and I called 2 months ago. Prison Architect 2 has been rated by Korea's Game Rating and Administration Committee. I don't know why that's in here, but it's just funny to me.
Yeah.
It's not North Korea, so, well. Borderlands Collection Paradox.
I did not specify.
That's true. Fair enough. Borderlands Collection Pandora's Box for Nintendo Switch has been rated by Germany's Software Rating Organization. They have removed all blood and references to anything else. PUBG Studios extraction shooter Black Budget is most likely coming in the second half of 2024.
Extraction shooter is so hot right now.
So hot right now. Let's make another one.
Let's make five more and watch them all fail and then complain and fire people.
Where are we? Ubisoft?
No, Ubisoft doesn't release the games. They just.
Ooh, that's true.
Although, that's the one I forgot to put in here. There was a Skull and Bones thing I saw.
Fucking good. Don't put it in here. That game doesn't deserve to get talked about.
Apparently, it's supposed to be coming out this year. Not this year. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that.
All right.
This coming year.
I say, because honestly, the only thing that could save it is if they did a Game Awards right now. It's available tonight. When this show ends, you can download it.
But you're not going to want to.
When this show ends, you can play it. Start downloading now. Ruin the stream. You don't have that good of internet. Let's go.
Oh, man.
All right. Yeah. So Cerberus is the dog.
Okay. Good to know.
Now, who is Cerberus?
All right. Now for questionable things. We didn't write full paragraphs on.
Okay. Never mind. I'm just wrong. No, because that's right. Yeah. Cerberus would not be spelled the way that I'm thinking of, because the way I spelled it in my head, then it went Cerberus, which is not how that works at all.
Nintendo will be releasing an N64 Switch Online app targeting adults only in Japan next week. It is specifically to comply with Japanese age restrictions.
Well, that's good. If I spell Cerberus the way that I thought, like vocally, not just changing the letter, Cerberus is an aardvark.
Okay.
And Cerberus the aardvark is apparently a comic created and running from 1977 until March of 2004. I'm going to read you just this quick little thing.
Okay. I'm ready.
Not to interrupt your
no.
Not full paragraph things, but the title character of the 300-issue series is an anthropomorphic aardvark who takes on a number of roles throughout the series. Barbarian, Prime Minister, and Pope among them. The series stands out for its experimentation in form and content, and for the dexterity of its artwork, especially after background artist Gerhard joined the 65th issue. As the series progressed, it increasingly became a platform for Sims' controversial beliefs.
Gonna have to look this one up, I think.
There's so many questions.
The anthropomorphic aardvark, all right.
There's so much in this.
There's a lot to unpack there. I scrolled.
At a time when the series was about 70% completed, celebrated comic book writer Alan Moore wrote, quote, Cerberus, as if I need to say so, is still to comic books what hydrogen is to the periodic table. What the fuck does that mean?
I think you might have unintentionally discovered something magnificent.
There's a whole boy.
All right. Number two, new research from mobile revenue growth engine Superscale has found that 83% of launched mobile games fail within 3 years, while 43% are canceled during development. The report is based on interviews with 500 game developers in the UK and the US. A Plague Tale Requiem has reached 3 million players since its launch in October of last year.
Pretty good.
Niantic's efforts to move a class action lawsuit over sexual bias claims into arbitration has been blocked, and I'm sure we'll hear more about it in the future. Fortnite's new age-restricted rollout has made most cosmetics unusable for creative maps designated for ages 10 and up. Epic Games issued a statement saying that it would disable the feature until it finds a solution. Sony mobile developer Savage Game Studios has rebranded as Neon Koi after multiple executives left the company.
Savage.
Savage, for sure. Skill-based games platform Avia Games is facing a class action lawsuit accusing the company of fraud and racketeering due to the belief it uses bots in games that are only supposed to have human players. The key that is missing from that statement is that the games had a monetary value to them, to like betting, or you could win money from the games.
Yeah, so Once monetary's in there.
Ooh. Yep. Another tidbit from the Epic Games versus Google lawsuit. Tim Sweeney said that Epic was willing to fight Sony in court over crossplay.
Like congressman or... Did you not see that clip? That congressman that wanted to fight the dude?
Oh, I read a headline about it, but I didn't actually see the clip.
He basically wanted to fight him, and watching Sanders try to count is entertaining.
But. That is entertaining. I did hear a lovely story from a book I was reading about the lead up to the Civil War, like the state of the country. And there was I think the only known like physical assault in Congress, but like a congressman basically attacked and beat up another congressman to the point of where he never showed up to Congress anymore. Like he basically like pulled like a work from home maneuver or something.
I'll send my representative.
Yeah. It's like, this is wild, man. Yet another tidbit from the case. Google and Tencent talked about buying Epic Games together in 2018. That's a weird few fucking alternate history situation.
What if?
Ubisoft has pulled its advertising from X, the website formerly known as Twitter. Apple, IBM, Disney, Comcast, Lionsgate Entertainment, Paramount, and Warner Bros. Discovery are among the companies that have stopped advertising on the social media site. Spirit Tea amasses $1 million in revenue after a week of being released. In a rare move, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 is currently 15% off on both the PlayStation Store and the Xbox Store. This deal also extends to other retailers, including Amazon.
Somebody didn't start sales hot enough.
Yep. Target has cut the PlayStation 5 price to $350 for Black Friday.
I'm surprised I did not see any clips so far of somebody getting bowled the hell over
for that. Someone getting fucking steamrolled for one.
Or Prime Ray
Or Lewis. It's one of those ones where like they advertised it, but they didn't. They only had like four of them or something. Publisher THQ Nordic shared a new gameplay trailer for South Park Snow Day, a cooperative action game in development at Question. South Park Snow Day will launch next year on PC, Nintendo, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series for $30.
Depending on what the like how big it actually is, it's pretty decent.
Yeah.
I did see the trailer. It looked interesting, but there was no gameplay, and that's part of that. I'm more, what is it?
Mm-hmm. Bungie announced a partnership with CD Projekt Red for the Witcher crossover and Destiny 2.
Or I should say there was some like gameplay, but there was no like in-game stuff, which is fine.
Mm-hmm. When Season of the Witch debuts next week, players will be able to obtain cosmetic items inspired by the legendary Geralt of Rivia, such as armor ornaments, a ghost shell, a ship, a sparrow, an emote, and a finisher. Go ahead.
If the sparrow is not just Roach,
that would be fucking amazing.
And Season of the Wish, what are we? Spoiling?
I think there's photos of
the stuff. It's good. There are photos, but like it's good tongue in cheek if you're gonna do Season of the Wish and then be like, we're gonna put Geralt in it. And it's like, did you guys don't know the books. You guys don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know.
I wondered like, is this
If the sparrow's a unicorn, we got a problem.
If you would hope that it was all planned, like they specifically named it. But like part of me thinks it was an accident.
Oh, 100%. They're like, we've been butchering our entire community support. What if?
Yeah.
Witcher?
The Bayonetta series is likely going to continue after Hideki Kamiya. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Left Platinum Games, the series creator said in a new video shared online. Okay, that's cool. He said, if I leave, they're going to keep making it. Makes sense. Warhammer 40K Space Marine 2 has been delayed to the second half of 2024. Blizzard has made Diablo 4 free to play up to level 20 on Steam until November 28th. A new Subnautica game is under development at San Francisco-based developer Unknown Worlds Entertainment for a planned release in the first half of 2025. The news came out of an earnings report by Krafton, which owns the company that made fucking Subnautica. Rocksteady is holding a closed beta closed alpha test for Suicide Squad at Kill the Justice League next week.
Still don't know what that game's going to be like.
Yep.
Still surprised it's not out either.
Yep. Especially considering we saw trailers for it a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Infinity Ward has opened a new studio in Austin, saying that, quote, the studio will work on creating new and innovative experiences for Call of Duty and create state-of-the-art technology to power them, end quote. I do kind of like the idea of, like, a really small studio that just works on, like, making cool tech and cool shit that's supposed to go into games. Instead of making, like, a game proper itself, they just, like, make cool concepts. So
the funny thing is there was also I've had this conversation at work as well with my buddy. I was like, having the conversation about why is there not just
a studio think tank?
Kind of like a studio think tank, but also like a asset studio where it's like we have physics frameworks for guns. And it's the best. Like, it's not a discussion. It's like using Destiny or using Call of Duty, like all of these.
Like what some art studios do for
And it's like, do you want these? They will work that way. We can reskin them to do whatever, but like they will function this way. Or, you know, oh, we're really, really good at creating people or storylines or whatever.
Yeah, or AI. Or,
Yeah.
Maybe in the future. Who knows?
Or, you know, we're a tech studio that can get this to look like this, but our performance is you cannot make this recreating it in your own engine type of thing. Like,
yeah. City Skylines 2 DLC sold with the game's Ultimate Edition has been delayed so that developer Colossal Order can prioritize performance improvements and bug fixes.
Good things to prioritize, but it kind of sucks.
Yep. The CEO of Immortals of Aveum developer Ascendant Studios says the poor game sales were due to a crowded release window, which led to nearly half the team being laid off.
Wasn't it crowded because you walked into September instead of being in July?
Also, wasn't your game extremely mediocre? Valve accidentally, in air quotes.
Well, I guess if it was going to be mediocre and you wanted to have a reason, you throw it into a crowded window and just go, I don't know what happened.
There. Big brain guy over here.
No, scummy corporate guy over here.
Valve accidentally leaked the earliest Left 4 Dead prototype, and it was a Counter-Strike mod. Surprise, surprise. And it was called Terror Strike.
I mean, that makes sense, seeing how if you look at any of the... You've seen, like, the PvE maps in Counter-Strike, right?
Yeah.
That people have, like, built and whatever, and it's like, yeah. It's just Left 4 Dead maps with different skins. Or, you know, it's... You can clearly see how one created the other.
Yeah. Everything comes out of Counter-Strike when it comes to Valve.
It all boils down to it.
Counter-Strike. 1.6.
It's been 7 days. What you been up to?
What have I been up to? That's a good question. Awkward. Not much. Chilling. Have not watched. I've been intended to watch Monarch, which is the Godzilla show on Apple.
Yes.
Didn't do it. I was in the middle of, I was planning. So I, when you would text me to say, hey, you know, podcast. And I said, oh, I didn't know it was Friday. I had just finished cleaning the office. So I shifted some stuff around, you know, moved some things. Gave the walls and the floor and everything a good old scrub down. And I had put the boxes in the corner. And I'm like, tonight, after I powerbomb that baby into that crib, I'm going to build this here.
I wish you watched WWE FTE transition to know what a Batista bomb is. But
I know. I know who Batista is, and I think I know what a Batista bomb is.
Shoulders.
Yep, yep. Okay. It's kind of like a, like a.
It's basically a power bomb. Yeah. But it, you know, it was Batista, so it was slightly more energy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he could put, he could get someone up on his shoulders.
Yeah.
I had planned on building the. I ordered a monitor
stand.
Thank you. And I planned on building it and then cutting out some cardboard for to figure out if like what size monitors to get or plan on getting, that type of thing. So
my favorite way to measure.
Yeah, cardboard.
I've thought it'll work. All right, this gap says it's this wide. Cut a cardboard piece here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks about right.
It'll work.
We just gotta move it a little bit to the right. It'll be fine. Clearly not looking at the coworker on the other side of the cardboard who has bent it, and I'm like, fuck.
That's it, though. What have you been up to?
World of Warcraft, Alan Wake, food.
Lots of food.
Alan Wake, I'm about 6 hours in now, or 5.5, I think. You know, still just kind of like moving along. I will not play tonight.
Too spooky for me.
Not even just like a too spooky. Nah, fuck it. It's too spooky, man.
I couldn't do it.
I was playing it at night last night, and I was just like,
especially living alone and all that. No, thank you.
Oh yeah, I mean there's all of those things, but then it's just like, it's already a dark game.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's not much light. It's suspenseful horror.
Yeah.
But also playing it at night, I'm just like trying to figure out. I sat there trying to figure out a puzzle last night. And I was like, what? What am I trying to do? the last few brain cells are trying to solve a new puzzle. Like, with WoW, I can do it from just muscle memory.
Yeah.
You're like, we know how to solve this. And now it's just like a matter of execute it. So I'm like kind of going through the motions. But in Alan Wake, I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm just like staring at this puzzle. I'm like, I gotta take the light from what? And then it didn't help that I'm playing as Wake, and when you play as Wake, in order to modify like areas, you know, it's a whole storyboard kind of concept. So you go into your mind palace, into the storyboard, and then you put in the scene that you're in, you put a new like plot point up, and it will modify the world that you're in.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I did that. Why are we not progressing? What am I missing? And it just said, complete the ritual. And I'm like, okay. I'm like looking around. I'm like, ritual looks like it goes here. Where the fuck? And I walked around for probably 30 minutes before I finally just said, I'm going to bed. I found a save room. I'm like, I'm going to bed. I'll do it this morning. And I log in this morning and I'm playing and I'm like, all right. I still don't understand what the fuck I'm supposed to do. And I've wasted time because now I'm running around all over the map, having to fight shadows. I'm running out of battery. I'm like, what the fuck am I? Google. Do this, go here, then do this, and then. When the fuck would I have figured that out? And so I did that and moved on. And now I'm still going. I think the time to beat was like 15 hours or something. So looks like close. I'm about a third of the way through.
Mm-hmm.
And probably if I just sat down and moved, I could probably get through it in a week. But yeah, otherwise, new WoW patch is out. Been jamming to that.
Race is going on, right?
Race is still going on. Final boss.
Still.
Yep. Final boss was last I knew down to 48%. So still a bit to go.
Hmm.
And yeah, that was the. I think that's been it. Played a little bit of the show. Put together the smoker finally. We'll see when I bust that out. Gotta put it through a dry run, but get some chips and whatever too.
Mm-hmm.
But, that the other thing I need to do. I think that's it, really. So now it's just, you know, play a couple other things. I need to play and finish Alan Wake so I can actually play and attempt to finish Like a Dragon.
Yeah.
Because that game's going to be a lot longer.
Yeah.
A little bit. And I purposely had to avoid Ray playing it because I think it took him 3 or 4 VODs.
Okay, so yeah.
It's good, which are 8-hour VODs about, mm-hmm. but also I know he's going to do a bunch of side stuff at the same time,
mm-hmm.
which so the side stuff in Yakuza is fun, so. But it's like knowing that that's 40 hours at like a I don't suck at the game pace.
Yeah.
Then it's like, all right, well, we gotta make a couple times here. We're gonna have to make some moves and get through some stuff.
But yeah, that's been it.
Same. I got easy nothing stuff. Exciting.
All right then. Well, and we will see you in 7 days, and it will be December. It will not be December. I think it'll almost be December.
It will be December 1st.
It will be. I couldn't remember if there were 31 or 30 days. I never remember the thing. I don't give a shit.
I don't do the calendar.
What is it? You know what I mean? Arbitrary.
It's
arbitrary.
A human construct.
It really is. Fucking Caesar. Here's what I know. Sun goes up, sun goes down.
Actually, it was Augustus.
Oh, sorry. Caesar Augustus.
Just saying. Oh, technicality got me.
Listen, it's Rome. I can throw that out for half the population. Oh, and I was re-listening to Viking Part 1.
Okay.
Because I was like, when did Viking Part 1 come out? And then I was like, oh, it's January. I don't remember fucking any of this. So
yeah.
I went back and I'm listening to 1 so I can listen to Part 2.
I'll probably have to do something similar. I'm trying to finish the book I'm on before I jump into it. Because
yeah,
he put out a tweet or something that was like, yeah, I'm really sorry about the length on this one. And then like I started playing it so that Apple's weird that it doesn't
show you the playtime until you actually start.
Yeah, so like I had to run it for a second to see that it's like I think like almost 7 hours, like 6 hours,
something like that. Yeah,
40 minutes or something. I was like, Jesus. All yeah, right.
I got to do that. I still got to finish Fulgrim, which is like the fifth Warhammer book I'm in,
mm-hmm.
fifth or okay. sixth. And then I still have 3 credits on Audible, and I need to find what else I want to buy because I'm going to need more things to listen to here pretty soon. So if you have any book recommendations,
I mean,
shoot them away. That being said, we'll see you guys in 7 days. Toodaloo, bye-bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kyler Tsinis.
Kayla Itzinis. I'm Kayla Itzinis, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.